Michel Sidibé from Mali is a man with a threefold mission: to eliminate new infections from the HIV virus, to stop AIDS-related deaths, and to stamp out discrimination of those living with the once deadly disease. As executive director of UNAIDS, he's already seen some pretty impressive results. A decade ago, his agency declared its intention to deliver life-saving drugs to the poorest places in Africa. The idea was denounced as an impossible dream, with antiretroviral medicines costing up to $15,000 per person per year. Furthermore, it was believed that people in poverty would never be able to access, understand, or use the drugs in the proper way. Well, today there are 10 million HIV-positive people on treatment, which costs around $80 a year. Better still, the goal of targeting pregnant mothers to make sure that no babies are born with the virus is on track to become a reality by the end of 2015. The creative and holistic programs of Caritas Internationalis have been an important part of this achievement. 10 years ago, only two countries, Uganda and Thailand, had managed to reduce the numbers of new HIV infections. Today, 56 countries around the world are seeing infection rates declining. And according to Sidibé, these achievements are also thanks to the different Christian churches that have put AIDS ministry as a high priority in their justice and peace work. "Thanks to you, the faith communities," he told participants to loud applause, "we broke the conspiracy of silence, reached people in remote areas, and forced governments to listen to the voices of the most marginalised." But the battle is by no means over, Sidibé warned the Assembly. 18 million people today are still waiting for life-saving treatment, and progress is now being threatened by both the economic crisis and by what he called growing global conservatism, placing national security concerns above individual rights. Discrimination is on the rise again, with some 40 countries restricting the rights of HIV-positive people or criminalising those most likely to be infected: the gays, the drug users, the sex workers. And with the epicentre of the epidemic shifting towards stable couples where one partner is HIV positive, the churches are again being challenged to put their values of life and human dignity in the forefront of their social justice ministry. In Busan, with the Catholic delegation to the World Council of Churches Assembly, I'm Philippa Hitchin.